should always look as if you are a 50-50 person. Therefore, every mitzvah you do should be so important to you as if your mamash are 50-50. Therefore, if you do one mitzvah now, is ashrav, is good for you, shachri yatzim lakazchus, that you're making yourself to be a tzaddik. Mashenkin, over averach, to be very careful not to do even one avera. Because if you do one avera, oyla shachri yatzim lakazchayva. You make yourself to be a rosh, shenem avachayt echod, yoyva teva harba. Bishvil chet yechid, because of one chet, shachot oyva memenot teva harba, you can make yourself into a complete rosh. That's the way a person should always think about himself. Reb Lezer says even stronger. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Aimer. Lefi, Sha'olam, Nidon, Acha, Rubai. The whole world goes after the rove of the people. V'ayocha, Nidon, Acha, Rubai. Every yoch goes after the rove. Therefore, you should think like this better. Asay mitzvachas. Every mitzvah you should do, you should think like this. That by doing one more mitzvah, Ashrav is good, Shechri, Yisatzmai. You made yourself into a tzaddik, and therefore the whole world up until now is 50-50. And therefore, V'yaskol, Aylam, Lekav, Chus. He made the whole world to become into the whole world now is called the Dur, that Zakai. The Imam is being a Zakai, the whole Dur. Mashenkin, over Averach, if you do one Averach, you're supposed to think, Oiloi, terrible, Shechri, Yisatzma, you made yourself into Russia. And therefore, Vyaskol Olam Makavchav, you made the whole world to be into Rishus. Shenem, the Pesach says, V'chayt Echad, Vishvel Chet Eichid, because of one Chet, Shosa, the person does there, Oven Rimeno, Mikol Olam, Tev Harbi. You make it bad for the whole world. Because the whole world is us, like, how is this world? Is the world good or world bad? Because of your one avera, you can make the whole world into a bad world. If you have a person that was mamish at tzadik gomer all his lifetime, or more of the achrein at the end, he does an avera, but the rebellious, he's going against Hashem now, even as a rishainus, he loses all the schusim they had until now. Shemem, the apostle says, sitkas tzadik let his land on yom pishoy. That all the mitzvahs you have won't protect you the day you become a pesha, you do ra keneged Hashem. In the opposite way, even if you're Russia all your lifetime, you also tshuva v'achron, you do tshuva at the end, and maskirin lo shuv rishoy. We don't look at the rishas he did. Shem and the pasuk says, rishos haresha lo yikosha bo, v'yayim tshuva merisha. There he comes back to do tshuva. For the Gemara, why? V'nevei kamachsa v'enes amachsa schuyayis. What happened? He did mitzvahs all his lifetime. Just at the end, he did an avera. So let him, at least, let him look like 50-50. What do you say? He's like a Russian now. We don't even look at the first mitzvahs he did. Rashlokash says, this din is what I'm talking about. B'toyuwala Rishoynis. Where it means that at the end of his lifetime, he feels bad all the mitzvahs he did. Like now, he becomes such a big Russian now. He's like rebellious against Hashem. And he says now, I have charota. I feel bad for all the mitzvahs that I did. Such a person, all his mitzvahs are thrown away from him, and he goes with only his averus. So the Mishnah, kol sheyeshna v'mikra v'mishna v'derecheret. Someone has these three middos. He knows Torah shebiksav. He knows Torah shebapeh. That's called mikra Torah shebiksav. Mishnah Torah shebapeh. Over derecheret, he acts nice with people. He has good manners, good derecheret. Ledemheru chayt, he won't do an averus so fast. Shenemah, the pasuk says, v'achut ha'mishul, some hemer yinotek. The third string won't rip so fast. If you have these three middos, you won't become a Russia so fast. But the whole shame led the mikra, led the mishnah, led their heretz, ain't him in a yishuv. Someone that does not know Torah shavikstav, Torah shavapir, or doesn't have their heretz, he is not in a yishuv, he is not a normal person, not a person that lives amongst people. Omer Reb Loza Reb Tzadik, Lama Tzadikim Rishon Lebele Mazel, what is a tzadik doing to this world? Le'ilo like a tree. She'akulu yana b'mokim tyra. The main part of the tree is the mokim tyra, in a good place. V'noifo yanoit l'mokim tumma. Only one branch sticks out to mokim tumma. So what do we have to do with this tzaddik, this tree? Niktsas noifoi, just cut off this one branch, and kulyam of a mokim tyra. The whole tree now is a mokim tyra. So kacha kodesh baruch hu, the same with the kodesh baruch hu. Maybe yisurim al tzaddikim b'elam azeh. Sometimes Hashem gives the tzaddikim in this world their punishment to cut off like the bad branch, the bad avarice they have. Kadesh shiir shu olam abo, that the bizarre could deceive complete olam abo. Shem and the pasuk says, v'hoi reshischa mitzai rachrischa yiske miyoy. That sometimes the beginning will be a little bit bad, because at the end you get reward. And the opposite way by Rishoyim, V'loma Rishoyim Daimu Melam Azer, what is a Rasha like? Leaving like a tree, Shekulu Yom of Mokim Tumah. The main part of the tree is a Mokim Tumah. The Noifei, one branch, Noifei Mokim Tara, is in a good place. So what is a what do you do? Niksas Noifei, cut off this one branch, and therefore Kulu Yom of Mokim Tumah, the whole tree is in a bad place. Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mashvi Alem Tevel Rishoyim Melam Azer. Sometimes Hashem lets the Rishoyim have a good life in this world. them, in order that they should receive all the world here, and therefore they'll only be taken out, and in the next world they'll go down to the worst of Gehenim. The pasuk says, even though in the beginning it looks right, you get your reward in this world, but next world you go way deep down to Gehenim. They're once sitting upstairs in the attic. Nishal Ashila Zulafnaim, who was thrown, they asked this question. Talmud Godla Maisa Godla, what's greater? To learn or to do mitzvahs? Nenar of Tafun Vyama Maisa Godla, you're better off doing mitzvahs. Nenar of Akiva Vyama, no, Talmud Godla, you're better off learning Torah. Nenar Kulum, they all answered back that the Meshkonar is, Vyamru, Talmud Godla, a person has to learn Torah. Why? Sha Talmud Medla De Maisa. You can't just stand go do mitzvahs. You don't know how to do them. So the first you have to do is learn Torah. You have to learn Torah. I'm not last place. But it starts out first, you have to go to learn the Torah. Tanya of Yesi Yoyna, Godol Talmud, Shekodem L'chala Boim Shona. Torah was given right after it came out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Chala, the mitzvah coming, that first applied 40 years later, when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Chala took place as soon as they went into Eretz Yisrael. But it first started 40 years later. Well, the Trumas of Maestri is Chamishim V'Yabor. Trumas of Maestri first started 14 years later, after they conquered and settled in Eretz Yisrael, so it's 54 years after Torah. L'Shemitim, Shishim V'Yachas, 61 years, because 7 years later, so 54 and 7 is 61. L'Yovus Mei V'Sholosh, 103 years later. Mei V'Sholosh, Mei V'Yabah, heaven should have been 104, because of Yev Mitzchalosu Misham, Yev L'Shemitah starts at the beginning. Now, K'shem Shalimah K'edim L'Maisa, K'achdinoi K'edim L'Maisa. That's the judgment they're going to give you in Shemayim. The first judgment will be about Limud.
He gives you your judgment. He asks you questions about learning before he asks you about actions. Because like Ramnuna says, the Yomar of Hamnuna, and Chilas Dina Shalodim El Adibre Torah. The first question they ask you in Shemayim is, what you kavei itim l'Torah, did you go to learn Torah? Shemayim, the Pasuk says, Paitim Mayim Reshis Modoin. That the first din they ask you is about Mayim, about Torah. The same way they ask you questions, if you learn Torah, that's the first question they ask you in Shemayim. When they come upstairs, they're going to ask you, the first thing is, did you come to learn Torah every single day? The same way they're going to give you back reward for the Torah that you learned, before they'll give you reward for the mitzvahs that you did. The pasuk says, because they watched the Torah, the mitzvah, so they watched the Torah, they learned the Torah, that's why they got this reward. Then the Mishnah says, somebody did not learn Torah from the Torah Shomper, doesn't have Derech Eretz, ain't min ha'yishuv. Amar Rabbi Yechon means apostle Yedis. Such a person, he can't use the Yedis either. Rashi says, the Chivut Shem, the Shemitah doesn't have good manners, he doesn't live amongst people, ain't makbid al atzmo, he doesn't care about other people. And he's not afraid, he's not embarrassed to lie. So therefore, such a person is apostle Yedis. Son of Rabbanim, Ha'ichel Bashuk, a person that walks in the street and eats in the street, Ha'reiz Zed Doim Melekelev, is like a dog. Because he has not any covered respect for himself. He has to have respect, it's not good manners to eat in the street. He's like a dog. The Yeshem and some say the same thing, possibly Adis, you can't be an Aden. If you don't care about your own respect, you're not going to care about somebody else's respect. So it'll mean nothing to you to lie about somebody else. We can't trust you for Adis. Omer Avidi Baravin, Halachot Yeshem, we pass like this. Dorish Bakapura. Ragzin, a person that gets very angry